Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hello. Let me see what kind of listeners are you today? Are you happy listeners? Because if you're happy listeners, and I know you are, because you guys are the best podcast audience ever. And look at, I know that, you know, Mr. Happy Beans is on the show today and he has his own podcast audience and he might think they're the best, but we have a little private secret going on. We know what's really going on, right? You guys rock. Okay, look at, I kind of gave you the name of our guest today, but I got to tell you, happiness is pretty, how can we say it? It's very, when someone's happy, it just breathes more happy people. And here's someone, I got to tell you, I was on a show and you're going to have to listen to it because it's very different than our show, but it is like upbeat and let's do it. And they were like, he was just throwing questions at me that I was like, I had to be up for the whole show, I'll tell you. But look at, happiness is a commodity. Really, it's a commodity because it has value. Not because people buy it or people sell it or people put it on discount or people whatever. Like happiness is a commodity. It's probably at one of the core requests of everyone's soul. It's like, what do you want to be? I just want my kids to be happy. I just want them to be healthy. I just want them to feel free. I just want to be peaceful. I want to know that I'm on purpose. When you're on purpose and you're passionate, I mean, you guys know people like, oh, Deb, you're so busy. I'm like, I'm not busy. That's a bad word. We don't use that around here. I am passionate. I am passion filled. And so therefore, obviously, I have a sense of happiness and joy about what I'm doing. You know what? I get to. That's what I think about when I think about happiness. It's like, I get to get up and talk to you guys today. I get to work. I even get to do dishes and laundry, right? Think about it. I had a fridge that was gone for 14 days and I was like, I get to go outside every day and go eat at restaurants. So look, happiness is also a choice. But one of the things about happiness is that it breathes all around you, which is why you're going to hear over and over and over and over and over again, the people you hang out with, it's super important. What you read is important. What you listen to is important. But here's the cool thing. Not only does our guest today really have so much belief in that philosophy, we're going to find out why. Like, who makes a mission around happiness? What makes someone have that decision? You know, what was that turning point for him that made him decide that he wanted to make a career and name a podcast after this most incredible emotion that moves mountains and makes people make different decisions? There's no way that someone has not come to at some point in their life, I have to make a switch because I'm not happy here anymore. You know, whether it's a job, whether it's a situation, whether it's the way we're thinking, I'm just like, it's not working. Right? It's not working. Most people don't feel, you know, full of happiness and go, it's not working. I need to make a change. We notice a dip in our happiness, joy, and peace and sanity meter. So we're going to bring him on the show today. He's going to tell us who and why someone would start a show around, not just a show, but a whole business based around that and how he channels that energy and who he chooses. I just love the fact that he's working with these young adults that want to get out there and make things happen. I mean, what's that about? It's about being happy. So look, Mr. Happy Baines, welcome to the Mission Accepted Show, where people take the mission, even though they have no idea what's coming. So what made you decide to venture into what it is that you do and keep going with it?
Woo! Well, thanks a lot. This was such a wonderful and profound introduction. I'm so humbled and honored. Thanks a lot for getting me on the show and such a privilege. I know you for a while and we discovered that how we can spread happiness through our show around the world. First of all, I would like to say thanks to the listeners, whoever watching, viewing. I just wanted to say whatever I'm going to say today, you must be already aware of that. But as a human, we all need reminders time to time. So sit back, enjoy, relax. It's none of my business to tell you what you should do. It's none of other people's business to tell you what you should do. But what my business is to just to share my life story, how it turned around. And if you can find some golden nuggets or key points, thoughts or ideas, welcome to share it. And I'm delighted to tell that the journey which I started is, imagine an 8-year-old boy working in a garage and factory, sleeping on park benches, being homeless twice, but not hopeless, and worked for more than 26 jobs in life, turned out to be 16 jobs into the businesses. And that boy name is Happy Beans. That's right here. I'm here. So if I can do it, you can do it. I have such a tragedy. My mom committed suicide when I was 4 year old. Then have a stepmom that got tortured, bullied in my workplace, bullied at the home surrounding area where I was studying. So I was neglected, disrespected, and so on. So many more things. So it's not a drama or sob story I'm telling. So what I've faced it throughout this struggling and suffering, I remained humbled and focused, and I had a global mission, something to do. So what I have learned in my during this all adversity and defeat and struggling to the triumph where I am today with the grace of universe and my own belief in myself, that our surrounding is the greatest reflection of our image wherever we live, number one. Number two, procrastination and indecision is the mother cause of all suffering. And that is okay. Every young adult to the old person, at some or the other, we procrastinate, we cannot make decision. But the sooner and earlier we grab that attention that if I'm procrastinating or I'm not able to make commitment or decision in early life that I, what kind of career I wanted to make, then the entire life we will be drifting like ship without radar. So the important part is what my journey is all about, what I have learned from all the adversity and defeat, I like to share to the audience, especially young adults, so that they are the future of our new generation and generation. And also I've learned that, you know, the biggest crime in the world is not stealing, rape, drugs, murder, anything. The, in my opinion, is misleading. Misleading someone is the biggest sin someone can do. So if we know 100%, it is a good idea to say only 70 or 80, but not butter it up and just say to the world that can mislead someone, because when we are gone, the person is gone, his children's and children will believe in that fact. So misleading is very, very not a very appropriate thing. And we learn every day, we are bombarded with so much of information like this podcast and that, and then social media and millions of people bombarded. Young adults are not bad or not wasting time, but they are distracted with all these things. So which one we should believe? So many options are bombarded to them today. They can't make decision. And without not making decisions, so I will give you a quick example of for young adults or anybody. The life is like two trees. One is a dry tree and one is a fruit tree. Let me explain you what dry tree means. And our life is also dry tree if we are not producing results financially, spiritually, and emotionally. The number one key factor in a dry tree as a dry life is indecision. With indecision, we start procrastination. With procrastination, we get worry. With worry, we start concern. With concern, we get stress. With stress, we get anxiety. With anxiety, we lead to the drugs and gangster lifestyle and prostitution and so on. And with that life, we become what? Fearful. So the entire life, if a person doesn't get up from the bed and become fearful or do sin or crime, is that person was fashioning this or her thought because of indecision. Indecision is the mother cause of all suffering. On the other side, the fruit tree, the person who is successful, even is young or older, he or she has taken a definite major purpose of his or her life. So the fruit tree, as a fruitful person, has purpose in his life or objective or desire. The sooner we get the purpose, objective, or desire, we need to take commitment. And with that commitment, the seed grows to power. Power grows to knowledge. Knowledge grows to creativity. Creativity grows to love. Then love gets us fame. And fame gets us money. Money comes in the end. If we have a major purpose in life to serve others, to find many people to serve others. That's the key. When we are poor, when I was have nothing, I was polishing shoes on the platform station and sleeping, I was still finding reason to serve. I didn't have money, but I had a vision to serve. I was finding reasons, hundreds and thousands of reasons. I didn't beg, I didn't steal, I did not do any such of crime. I didn't get into drugs and all, but I was fully faithful on myself and universe. I was finding reason to serve. Serving starts in the beginning. And if young adults before grade 10, they start serving, but most of our parents say, oh no, you have to get a degree, diploma, and then you get work. So we wait for 28 years to get a piece of paper, which is good. But ask yourself, this is a survey question to the listener. How many of the people who have MBA, degree, diploma, and all, how many actually they got job in the line of their own field? You will be surprised and astonished that more than 50% people, they never end up getting what they're studying for 25, 6 years. The idea is to start in the beginning when you're in a grade 10, you start volunteering whatever your desire is. Let people, let parents, let them work in the early age to their kids. Don't let them just wait till 25 and finish all the education, which is not wrong. But still, they can't make decision. I have asked around the world more than 10,000 students, young adults, what you will do after study. And there's a nerving quiet. I don't know. If you don't know why you're studying for 25 years, reading that book information, if you don't know, why don't you know? Then it's too late. So the idea is about getting early stage, starting your education is good. But starting from the age of 14, 15, in a line of your career will lead you, not only make you national expert, it will make you international expert in 10 years from now. If you're in grade 15, in your grade 10, and you're 15 year old, if you study, research and study for 5 years or 10 years in the line of a field, by the time you're 25, you're already a millionaire. You are an international expert in the line of your field, and you don't have to beg for the job, or you must be a consultant for such companies. So this is the journey which I had. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's stop. Let's do a little break here and try to take some of that information in and break it out a little bit. So I think that the world has sung the song of finding your passion, which is why we're seeing such a raise in the idea around side gigs, extra, you know, go for it. I think parents, I mean, you know, I watch my daughter with her children and they're under 2 years old, and there's just a different openness around the new generation that are coming, that are raising children, that are very aware of happiness, purpose, passion, yet still the yearning of a parent and still the yearning of an individual to be able to make ends meet. And what does that look like? And so I think we're starting to even see in colleges and in universities, those conversations now starting to happen with, you know, the counselor and what have you. It's like exploring what it is that you want to do. I mean, honestly, you know, I'm in my 50s, and when I was in school, there really wasn't a lot of choices. There was, like, you know, there was home ec for girls, there was mechanics for boys. I mean, even from a gender standpoint, things were very separate. And then there was, like, literally, it was like, oh, so do I want to be a teacher, a stewardess? Did I want to be a nurse? You know what I mean? There wasn't a whole lot of things that were thrown at us. So I think there's been an evolution, but I really love how you tap in that to listen. I think it was really, I mean, my son sat me down at 15 and told me he wanted to be an entrepreneur. You know, luckily for me, I happen to be one. So I probably tried to talk him out of it than into it. I was like, are you sure? You know, you're not going to get any holiday pay. You know that, right? But having that insight into seeing that he was making that decision because I saw a natural gift inside. And there was something that a friend of mine said to me that I will never forget, because my daughter was going through learning challenges at one point in her early years in education. I mean, and it wasn't, you know, it was grade 3. We weren't going to pull her out of school, you know? And he said, double down on the gift. Uh-huh. Find the gift and double down. And I think that was one of the most incredible pieces of information for both my children. But you obviously have a strong desire to activate that for young adults. Yet a lot of people don't really know what it is that makes them happy and or what it is they're supposed to do or how they're supposed to serve. I mean, you clearly came from a challenged position, and somehow I'd love to hear a little more about, like, did you have a mentor? Did you just intuitively know? Like, what was it that kept you working and searching and knowing that you need it to serve. But there are people like, do you have something tactile that you can share with the audience in relationship to? You may not know what it is, but is there ways that you help people, or is there advice you can give people into if try to find that a little deeper? I mean, sometimes we're just doing what we're doing, and sometimes people, they got, you know, they got 3 kids under 4, you know, and they're just like, I gotta do this, right? So how do people find their purpose, Mr. Happy Baines?
Well, this is one of my favorite questions I've been asked, and I cannot just go over and over. But thanks for asking. This is a very profound question and meaningful that I don't want to rush into the answer. Finding purpose is not easy, but how about finding our hobbies? What we like to do when we get up from the bed without even thinking about it. So in the early stage, if we find out what we like to do as in a hobby, as an artwork, where we can start survey question. Finding purpose is not a magical thing. It's if we take initiative, and personal initiative is the dynamo of all individual achievement. Means personal initiative means you start asking. Ask your parent who you trust most. Tell me 10 things what I'm good at it. Tell me a few other things which I'm not good at it. And then you ask your friend. And then you find out what naturally you like to do if you don't know the purpose. Then you sit down, empty your mind on paper. If your ideas and thoughts are not paper, it's not in your life. Finding purpose doesn't come overnight. It's constant questions we should ask. If you're drifting, this is one strategy one can apply. Finding purpose is also do the volunteer work in the way you wanted to do. What you like to do? What are you good at? So these questions we don't ask. We wait for 25, 20 years and finish our education, and then we ask. By the time it's too late, because it's the challenge is gone, you're an adult, now you're responsible, you have to earn. So we become, by default, we get in trap of getting whatever we have and then we do. So starting early is asking questions, what do I like to do? So here is the magical strategy I use in my coaching. I said, imagine, universe has told you to live only 1 month on earth and you have to leave. You have all the money you want, all the yachts and Rolls Royce and businessmen and women all are serving. You have enough money. What will you still do and get up in the morning? What will you still do? That call you emergency that I would like to do this because I have only 1 month to live. I will do this, this, this. So write down the list. That is your emergency that your heart is speaking, not only the mind. Because what heart desire is, the heart desire purpose. Then the purposeful answer will come out by default. That what attracts you towards the world or what distracts you about the world. And the when we cause emergency, we do only the thing what we need to be done. So I think this strategy will work. And if I can go on and on for an hour, but
no.
Empty your mind on paper and writing down what you like to do as a hobby or what you like to do as a work for volunteer, go and volunteer. Mm-hmm. And if you will volunteer for a month without getting paid, you will know, no, I don't like the setting. I don't need the corporate setting. I don't need like the individual solopreneur, entrepreneur, or employee. You will find out that are you introvert, extrovert, or ambivert? These are the qualities we should ask. So what we need, we should be very clear about that so the world cannot be confused.
Right. No, that's a good statement. I'm sure that's going to make the show notes. Uh-huh. We should be clear with ourselves so the world's not confused. It's interesting because as an entrepreneur, someone who does more than one thing, it's really interesting when you're in a couple of different veins and, you know, who, what part of you. And I want to talk about that because, you know, we come from a strong lineage of do one thing, be one thing, you know, that's the one thing. And then when people are making that list, a couple of times there's a few things that people like to do. And I think I want to share, and most people know that you can start to combine those. There can be aspects of yourself. You know, there's an artist within, or is there a chef within, or is there a, you know, a business manager within, or is there a singer within, or is there, and then making those decisions, what part of my life is going to engage with that? And so this whole concept of entrepreneur and having different things, but being clear, being very clear in what those are, how much of your life it's going to take up. Are you going to be an author? Well, you're not going to write a book every single day, but you might choose if you're going to be a writer, you know? So I think that that's been a really big shift as well, is that people now are starting to have not just one, but it can start with a, you know, a generic purpose. I mean, I think both me, you and I both connected because we both have a, you know, a dharma of serving.
Yes.
But here's the thing. How do you want to serve?
Sure.
I mean, I was like the happiest cocktail waitress ever. I mean, ever. I was in music, which anyone that knows me love. I'm listening to music every day, talking to super cool people every day, serving things that made people super happy. Yes. They were happy to see me at the table. I was happy to see them at the table. I mean, it was a super cool environment. You know, I knew people by their drinks more than by their names. I'm like, hey, you know, they'd walk in. It was a very interesting thing. And when it came time for me to leave, talk with that too. Sometimes reason, season, lifetime, right? Reason, season, lifetime. Sometimes your purpose comes to an end in that arena. That's tough. That's a little tough when it's time to shift over you, because you go with you. So you may still take your reason to serve with you, but it can and does change. The formula does change. It's very interesting. And I think just knowing that and allowing that is really interesting.
Yep. I agree on that too. Thanks, Deb.
Yeah. No worries. Okay. So I want to go back to, like you said, you had a bit of a, you know, you had an interesting entry point into your discovery of, you know, why to be happy. Was there someone that instilled it in you? Like you said, you didn't go down the road that could have been more destructive. Some people go into, you know, a life of crime, and some people go into perfectionism. I mean, or just whatever, right? We all go into something. What was the turning point? Or did you read something? Or like what kept you going at a time of such challenge?
Well, this is a very excellent question, Deb. The turning point can come and cannot come in our life unless we are aware, we are still, we are focused, or we are searching something. So turning point was since childhood for me, where I grew up, it was into barracks in the military in a home, and there was poverty and disrespectful and not very educated people, but there were two as well. My search, my quest of my life since childhood was, why poor people are poor, why rich are rich? So that was my search. So with that, I asked in my surrounding 5 kilometer in the radius where I was living, and not many folks, educated people or even poor, they didn't have the best answer what I was looking for, because they didn't know itself too. So they were blaming the country, the neighborhood, and politicians, and so on. But that didn't serve me. So I went out to, as in a researcher or a scientist in my early days, to find out why rich are rich and poor are poor, why I should be not suffering where I'm living. As I said earlier, we are the reflection of our environment. And I decided I don't want to be in that environment. Yes, I can come back and serve and help them, but I don't have to live there. I don't want to be a frog in the well, or I want to be a shark in the ocean. I want to go beyond ocean. So my purpose was to serve globally. So I ask questions and all. I read books. I meet a lot of rich people. Here is something secret I would like to share, which is not a secret. You find out what rich people do. Rich something means like wealthy. Now, here is the key. All wealthy people also have some bad habits and also have good habits. So as an accountant, we should take account of good habits. And with that bad, we should not make them that you are bad politician, bad rich man, and bad this and all. Everyone have pros and cons, good and bad thing. As an intelligence, smart or street smart person in 21st century, if you can become a street smart or smart, it will serve you to become successful faster. So you find out the qualities of the rich or wealthy or genuine or decent or humble or integrity people. What are their quality? Where do they do? Where do they sleep and wake up and they go to the club? What do they wear? And so on. But you should not do all the same thing. Be creative, learn the positive mental attitude and pleasing personality traits and archetype, and you adopt that. And that will be your turning point in any time of your life. It will be a turning point for you when you will discover what has been done and how can I do better than yesterday. And it will be a turning point in your life. And mine was since childhood, but it took me many years to reach that, probably 10, 15, 20. But every day is my turning point. My question is, or our question should be every morning, 2 questions. How can I do the best than yesterday? How can I serve best than yesterday? That should be my first question. And that can lead to a turning point, or it can lead to our major purpose of life. 2 questions in the department of how can I serve my relationship best than yesterday. It can be spouse, can be mother, father, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, brother, sister, or how can I serve best to my client? If simply we are in the morning, we grow with gratitude and our mind blows like, woof, I want to do this, I want to do that. So that can be a turning point. Turning point is not only one point and it leads to success. It can be every day can be a turning point if we are in a search of doing better than yesterday.
Fabulous. I think that we can all remember that. It's, you know, we all have our own little technique. And I know that you and I are both big believers in meditation. Yes. So that's, you know, super helpful as well. And I just want to share that with the listeners just to remind them, because when you say the word meditation, people go, oh, I can't meditate. No. And so I just want to, meditation is simply just getting quiet. You probably do it more so in the morning, unless you're really addicted to music, people that just can't stop. Anyways, but you get up in the morning and you can just in your quiet state, yes, while you're getting ready, while even you're showering, while even if you want to start there, it's just like, where can I show up differently today? What person do I need to talk to today? How can I, you know, how can I be better? If you want, how can I be better than I was yesterday? Where do I need to go left? Where do I need to go right? And just ask the question. Just ask the question. Where am I going to find the money to pay for the bills? Where am I, how am I going to get my daughter into that school? I can't see how. How am I going to get this test at the doctor sooner than I think? Just ask the question.
Yes.
Stay in quietness. Brush your teeth in quietness. Maybe don't put the music on right away. Brush whatever. Get ready and see how it unfolds. Because the interesting thing about meditation or putting that ask into the universe is sometimes it comes to you. And we're so used to finding it, searching it, researching it, Googling it, you know, looking for it. Now, I'm not saying don't ask, because I'm on this big ask thing lately.
Yes.
You know, thank you, Steve Harvey. It's like, you ain't got because you ain't asked. I'm like, okay, I'm asking. I need, you know, I need people to go to donate for the Ireland walk. Come on. You know, so I'm like, okay, I got to remember to ask, particularly if you are the kind of person that is self-driven.
Okay.
We forget to ask, but you can ask in your meditation, in your quiet space, in your quiet time. And here's what happens. Books show up on your desk. You meet people in social media you didn't think you would meet. You go into a coffee shop and someone goes, hey, I just noticed da 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 da. Or and you end up starting a conversation and 10 years later you're laughing in your friendship because that's how you met, right? So I think sometimes if you don't understand meditation or I don't have time to meditate every day, just get quiet.
Yes.
Ask a question. You know, chances are you're showering alone. So you can ask in the shower even, but it's a good habit to get into. And I know that you're just such a big believer in meditation and
I do.
You live by universal laws and principles. So look, we're getting close to kind of wrap up time. And what I really want to highlight is all of the, you know, expert information that you've given us, you really relay into your clients and you have a big serve of young adults to help them, whether they're here locally already or they want to immigrate. Come in and they will learn their passion, their purpose. You help them start up because, oh my gosh, there's so many questions. I mean, I know starting a business, I've done a few. Yes. I would love to have had you by my side. So talk a little bit more about that process. Like someone's like, I don't even know. I just know I really love, like, I know that my passion is around music or cars and I want to do a business out of it, but I don't know what to do.
Yes.
Is that the kind of things that people come to you for?
Yes, they do. Hundreds and thousands around the world. And I've coached and consulted and during my dynamic workshops and seminars around the world, more than 10,000 young adults I've coached and consulted around the world. Well, if they're out of Canada or they're in Canada, they're welcome to reach. All the information will be mentioned here, I know, in your website and too. But the idea is if they don't know their purpose of life or they don't know where to start their career or to start a new business, I will be happy to help them and guide them. But before even that, they cannot reach to me. Here is a piece of suggestion or advice is always do research and study in the line of a field which you wanted to go. And don't hesitate to hire a professional. Here is the example. If your shoe is broken and you need a shoe polish, you do not go to the goldsmith store. If your chain is golden chain is broken and you need a fixing, you don't go to the cobbler either.
Mm-hmm.
An intelligent person who want to make his or her career, who is deserving, whose purpose has, if he or she doesn't have purpose, but at least ambitious and serious to learn, I will recommend, suggest, or advise is seek expert's advice, the person who is or he or she is in a line of field or coach or a mentor. because we are in new generation here, 21st century. We've been bombarded with so many things. We are lost. Who to trust? Who not to trust? So take a time. If it is not other, I'm happy to help and suggest. So finding your line of a field purpose. If you don't even know your purpose or field, that's okay too, because that's what young adults drift most of the time. The idea is to reach out and be open-minded. Don't worry about the fees and all. There is always a free consultation, and not many of my students have only learned the dynamic results in the free consultation. Their life has been changed. So asking open-ended question, this is what help I need even to study or work in Canada or to start a business, or even if you're outside, you wanted to flourish your career, you want to start a new lifestyle, it's always asking politely and reaching out. It's very easy to reach out, and we can give all the best ideas and suggestions. I've written my book as a co-author. I've written my whole biography and life story, so they can read that too. Read all books. But again, as you mentioned earlier, I want to touch base quickly on the meditation part. I believe anybody want to become wealthier, especially in financial world or in a spiritual world or in a personal world, if he or she cannot write for 10 minutes in the morning, I don't know, it's a very strong statement I'm saying, that person doesn't have a lifestyle. If we cannot write 10 minutes for ourselves, what exactly I desire, or if I already have it, I'm already a millionaire, how can I improve and share with those money and make the best cause to the world? If we cannot write, empty our mind on paper, trust me, we will be drifting rest of our life. What is the procrastination to do to write? And then what? Who's stopping us? Nobody. If you cannot write, there's universe is sending you message in your mind every day. Empty your mind and paper, but we procrastinate. So at least write down. And reaching out is not very hard to do that. Meditation is such thing. Millions of ideas and methods are out there. As you said, sitting quiet is best way. But finding ourselves, the existence, the biggest gift of our life is the life itself. And the biggest gift of our life is the presence. I am presence right now. Such an astonishing thing that in the universe, I am presence. If we find that in the quietness that I exist, and I'm the healthiest and happiest person, and I can do what I want and need I want, and I can reach that point. So reaching out to me is not a big deal. I cannot tell on this show, but I would rather you ask the question to give the best other answers.
Awesome. Okay, so of course in the show notes, everybody can reach out to Happy. We're going to have all that information there as per. Now look, Happy, I think you know that there's, I mean, first of all, I have a question for you. And I love music, like air music. Okay, so there's a big project that we're doing. You know, me and my girlfriend, we're hoofing 8.5 marathons in 8 days across Ireland. And you guys, you listeners, you've heard about it. You know, you can just go to theydiditour.ca, go have some fun. We all, like Happy was just talking about, we all have our philanthropic, you know, ways of being. Well, mine just got a little extreme. So, so you guys can play with us in that music world. But Happy, I have a belief around music changes people's lives.
Yes.
So I have a question for you.
Please.
You're on your way to a desert island.
Yes.
You're not coming back. It's just you.
Yes.
You're packing your one suitcase and you have room for one album.
Yes.
One. What album are you taking?
Oh, wow. Now you're putting on a gunpoint and then a toughest question too. I will say, don't worry, be happy.
That's
great. Yeah. Don't worry.
You're going to be listening to that for a lot of years.
Yeah, don't worry. Be happy.
Be happy.
Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Over and over, over and over. Whether you're going on a desert island or in a Caribbean or anywhere, don't worry. Be happy. You know, the information plays a big role.
Okay. So that's the album that we're going to put in the show notes.
Yes.
That is the only album you're going to listen to for the rest of your life. Are you sure?
I'm not sure. I was born with that song, the moment. By the way, quickly, I want to tell you why my name was Happy, because the moment I was born, I didn't cry. I was pleasant. I didn't smile. So I was born in a home, and the home nurse, she told my mom, your baby was pleasant. She said, oh, such a happy baby. That's why she kept my name. Unfortunately, she committed suicide. I cannot listen to her voice and face also, but that name I never wanted to change. So I was born with that smile and happy, and don't worry, be happy. I've seen such a poverty, people will probably cry 10 hours, but I don't want to say in my poverty, in my adversity, defeats, I was happy. And
All
recently,
right.
I was asked a question in the United States from the electronic media, said, Mr. Benz, when did you become successful? I said, I was successful when I was sleeping on park benches. I had nothing to eat and all. I was
Right.
healthy and happy. I know what I want, and I will get it. It's a matter of time. And I was smiling. I was happy. It takes courage to be happy. It takes courage. And it's not the easiest thing. But the good gift is that everyone can be happy. Lift your face up, stay cheer up, be happy, and make other people happy.
Awesome. Awesome. And look, you guys, you know, if you have something to share and you want to be, we're sitting where happy is, and you want to be on the show, you know how to reach out to us. We are super easy. It doesn't get easier. Deb@debdrummond.com. Just reach through and we will be happy to have a conversation with you. So thank you so much for being our guest today. So excited. I feel elevated. I'm sure so does the audience. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. You guys are super cool and be groovy till we see you next week.
Thank you so much. Thanks to the audience, whoever is listening. You all have greatness in you. Keep doing one thing every day. Be excellent to yourself and other, and you see the magic happen. My quote, I wanted to share my childhood quote quickly to everyone. Protect Mother Earth and animals, and treat each person as the most important person in your life. You can take this challenge for 30 days, and you will love it, and you can remain for the rest of your life. Treat each person as the most important person of your life.
Awesome. With
Thank
that, you
you.
guys,
Woo-hoo.
Stay groovy.
Thank
See you
you.
soon. Bye now.